I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to thank God for giving us this time to come to worship Him. Such a great privilege. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for giving us yet another opportunity. It is a great privilege. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Mighty Lord Jesus Christ, we come this morning before the throne of grace. We are so thankful, Father, Lord Jehovah, that once more we come before the throne of grace. While it is still the throne of grace, Lord Jesus Christ, what an opportunity, what a great privilege to come before the throne of grace. We know some do not have this privilege, but Father, Lord God, you chose us before the foundation of the world, Lord Jesus Christ, that in this last church age, Lord Jehovah, we could hear and believe the message. Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful, we are so grateful, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, that because we are your children, Lord, when we are in situations, we can call you on the scene. Lord Jesus Christ and Father, we know as your children, Father, Lord, the nature of children is to always ask. Lord, and also the nature of parents, when their children, they ask, they do their level best to give. Lord Jesus Christ, I know, Lord Jehovah, you are our Father. Lord Jesus Christ, in as much as we ask, Lord Jehovah, you give to us, O God. Papa Eagle, Almighty Jehovah, always watches over his young ones. We want to thank you and to appreciate you, Father. Blessed be the holy name. We commit the preaching of the word. Lord, we invite you, Lord, to come and take over, Almighty Jehovah. Lord, that at the end of the service, Lord, can we say like those men that were going to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us, O God? Heavenly Father, Lord, one word from you will make such a change. We thank you, we appreciate you, as we surrender and commit every Lord in your hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Once again, I just want to greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Two announcements that I do have here. We receive some sad news. This is from Brother Kadira Senior. He advises all the passing on of their elder sister. That is the young sister to mine, Vasista Kanimbe. So she passed on yesterday in the morning. They are making arrangements for burial on Monday, if everything goes on well. Let's remember the family, the Kadira family, that the Lord will be a source of comfort to them, especially during this time. Amen. We also want to thank some brethren who are contributing to the welfare of saints. We know we are passing through a difficult phase, so we want to thank those who are contributing to the welfare of the saints. Notably, I just also want to appreciate Pastor Mike Twist from Troy, Ohio in the U.S. The last time we once mentioned of his contribution, we also want to thank him again for contributing once again. So may the Lord bless him and the church. And also, we also want to say God bless you for those that are contributing for the welfare of the saints. At the same time as well, the saints that are in need, you can get in touch with the deacons. Talk to them to say, yes, you are in need. I'm sure they will see how best they can assist. God bless you. May we rise to our feet. We want to read the scripture. I'm sure we are happy wherever we are. Hallelujah. I'm happy. The Lord is keeping us. Hallelujah. Yes, we are passing through. It's a passing phase. The Lord is keeping us. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and go thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. May the Lord bless the reading of the word as you take your seats. Hallelujah. What an opportunity to come in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. I'm so grateful to the Lord today that it's a service day. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, we spoke about calling Jesus on the sea. Hallelujah. I believe you are still calling him on the sea when you have got situations. And we spoke, and it was evident that when you call him on the scene, he comes. And we also notice that he doesn't leave the situation the same way it was before you call him. Now, so when he comes on the scene, brother and sister, we are also saying today, you can then declare, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Today, we are going to speak about those words. "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." So when you call him on the scene, brother and sister, then you declare, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." Glory be to God. You might not see any tangible evidence. We are not even looking for that tangible evidence. But as long as you call him on the scene, you can easily declare, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Maybe just for a background on this issue, where these words were spoken by Elijah, what had happened, Elijah had sealed the heavens. For 3 years, there was no rain in Samaria. No rain in Samaria for 3 years. So there was such great famine. The story, I think we once spoke about it, wherein Elijah then went to the brook Cherith, and he was fed of the ravens. The ravens were bringing food and meat to Elijah. So for 3 years, there was no rain in Samaria. Hallelujah. And this is the time now when Elijah then realized to say, "We want to worship the true God." He then invited the people to Mount Carmel and say, "If God is God, let's worship God. And if Baal is Baal, let's worship Baal." Hallelujah. So this is what was happening there. And there was such a declaration. We spoke last time and say, Elijah called God on the scene. Hallelujah. And then God came down and he answered by fire. The sacrifice, yes, God came down with fire and took the sacrifice. Hallelujah. In fact, before that, he had given the prophets of Baal the first preference. They did whatever, but their Baal, their God Baal, could not hear them. This is another thing, brother and sister. We should put our trust in the true God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So yes, God answered by fire. And yes, he came, he took the sacrifice. Hallelujah. And after this, that's when Elijah said, "No, these false prophets." And yes, the false prophets, they had to be killed. And they were killed. And after this, that's when he is declaring to say, "I hear the abundance of rain." Hallelujah. So 3 years there was no rain. And here comes Elijah, and he is declaring to say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. This is not a small thing, brother and sister. Because there was drought, there was no rain for 3 years. And here comes a man who has his confidence in the true God. Hallelujah. And after declaring that, glory be to God, he then sent his servant to say, go look by the sea and tell me what is it that you see. Hallelujah. The servant went for the first time. He came back with a report. What did you see? There is nothing. Glory be to God. But Elijah, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. He was not disturbed. He was not discouraged. He said, go back again. Oh, glory. Second time he went. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. The report was, there is nothing. Hallelujah, glory. But still, Elijah, he said, go back again. On the seventh time, the report changed. Hallelujah. What did you see? Oh, and the servant said, I saw a small cloud. Very small, tiny little cloud. The size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. The servant thought Elijah was going to say, what is happening today? But by that declaration of saying a small, tiny little cloud, he said, praise be the name of the Lord. He said, go to Ahab, tell him to say, prepare the chariot because I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, we are not looking for the situation to change before our faith declares whatever situation is past. As long as we call Jesus on the scene, as long as he comes, oh, brother and sister, this is the time for you to start to declare, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. The prophet says in the message, Believe in God, paragraph 192, this is where we got a subject from this. But what did Elijah see when he seen the very first wheel turn? Oh man, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. So this is where we picked our subject. No cloud, no bigger than that. What did water a nation? It is so hot in them skies that it will have vaporized. The vapor would have went up like that. But as soon as Elijah saw the first sign, hallelujah, the first little tiny move, he said, I hear the sound of abundance. So we are saying, even it is tiny, very small, but declare, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Brother, I believe right now, at this minute, that the power of the Holy Ghost that's in this room, glory, to chill every sick person there is. Hallelujah. It is necessary, brother, that we have the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost is necessary, a must, compelling, that's what the prophet says, to receive the Holy Ghost. Glory. And now the prophet is going further and saying, when you have that Holy Ghost in this room, hallelujah, that will chill every sick person. Glory be to God. Oh, we want the Holy Ghost to chill every sick person. Glory. That you can feel the cloud the size of man's hand and scream and holler. I hear the sound of perfect healing. Glory. Glory be to God. You can shout this morning, I hear the sound of perfect healing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can declare this morning, I hear the sound of abundance of healing. Hallelujah. It is possible. It depends on your faith, brother. Hallelujah. When you have the Holy Ghost, you can declare it, brother. Hallelujah. It will chill every sick person. Hallelujah. 194. You reject and say, well, I didn't get nothing. Then you will die out the hot waves of hell and doubt will fade it out of your soul. Hallelujah. God is so fair, brother and sister. Hallelujah. If you believe it, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost will chill that sickness away. Hallelujah. You will not be sick anymore because the Holy Ghost will drive away that sickness. Hallelujah. But if you doubt it, if you don't believe it, hallelujah, you will die. Glory, glory, glory. So God is fair, brother and sister. Hallelujah. He is fair if you believe it. No wonder why the prophet says a pardon is only a pardon when it has been received. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you receive salvation, brother, if you want to receive your healing, if you receive it, yes, it will be healing if you receive it. But if you don't receive it, you will die in your sickness. Will you die through that very sickness? Hallelujah. You could be suffering from the same sickness, two people, hallelujah. One believes, yes, that the Holy Ghost will chill away that sickness. And another one doubt it, hallelujah. The doubter will die, hallelujah. But the believer, he will walk out of that sickness, hallelujah. Because the prophet is saying here, the Holy Ghost will chill away that sickness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So even that sickness where it comes, hallelujah, say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, if you want to be sure that you get helped, make sure your life is right. Hallelujah. You confess your sins. Make sure your life is right. Receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when you have that Holy Ghost, brother and sister, when that sickness comes, you can say, Holy Ghost, that is within me, chill away this sickness. Glory be to God. I even remember another quote where the prophet would be saying, Holy Ghost in me, go catch my daughter, go catch my son. Hallelujah. It is necessary. It is compulsory. It is a must that we receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because the Lord himself, he is more willing to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He is more willing to ensure that you are sealed, the token. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you call him on the scene to say, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. I need a good life change. I want to walk right. I want to think right. I want to conduct myself right. I want the gift of the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake, glory be to God. Brother and sister, this is the time that we've got to receive the Holy Ghost. This is a time where we need the Holy Ghost more, because the Holy Ghost is our seal. The Holy Ghost is our protection. Hallelujah. There is no need to fear when you have the Holy Ghost, because you know you are a finished product. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Y95, the prophet says, but when you get that little grain of seed, stand on it. Hallelujah. You stand on it, brother. We are not looking for... Elijah did not wait to see them clouds coming. No. When he was just told, I saw a cloud, a tiny, small, little cloud, the size of man's hand. Hallelujah. It was good enough to instill or to quicken the faith, that seed faith or that germ that was within him to say, yes, it is done. He declared, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. So the prophet is saying, you stand on it. It's not like the rock of Gibraltar, but it's the rock of ages. You stand there and you will feel the sound of abundance of rain. You are God's child. Satan has put that affliction on you. Hallelujah. So it is Satan who has put that affliction on you. And you know what? Christ has already healed every one of you. Hallelujah. If there is a sick person, you can just rise to your feet and receive your healing. Because the prophet is saying, Christ has already healed every one of you. Glory be to God. So you can tell Satan to say, Satan, I was healed. Therefore, away with your sickness. Glory be to God. It is possible, brother and sister. If you can just believe it, hallelujah. 200, believe in God. 52, paragraph 200 of believe in God. And God can save you Because he has already done it. Hallelujah. The only thing, brother, you have to do is to accept it. It's already done. Glory be to God. So the prophet is saying, it's already done. The Lord Jesus Christ did his part. He saved you, but it's you now. You have to accept it. Oh, glory be to God. Even your healing, he healed you a long time. 2,000 years ago, he healed you. It is up to you now to accept your healing. Glory be to God. If you accept it, yes, you'll be healed. If you don't accept it, you will die in that condition. Hallelujah. If you accept that you were saved, hallelujah. Yes, you will walk right. You will think right. Hallelujah. You will conduct your business in the right manner. Hallelujah. But if you don't accept that you were saved, if you don't accept your salvation, yes, no wonder why the root of bitterness will always rise in you. The hate will always rise in you. If somebody steps on your toe, you even want to fight back. It is because you have not accepted your salvation. Hallelujah. But if you accepted your salvation, brother and sister, somebody, he steps on your toe. Oh, brother and sister, you say, don't you worry, brother. Hallelujah. Somebody hating you, you say, oh, it is not meet for me to restore even also hate with hate, but rather you restore hate with love. Glory be to God. It shows you have accepted that salvation. Glory be to God. I wasn't saved 20 years ago. I was saved 1900 years ago. But 20 years ago, I received it and accepted it. If I hadn't, the first sin I done, God would have wiped me off the face of the earth. Why? Because he would and keep his promise. I was healed 1900 years ago, but I have to accept it. Glory be to God. So the most important thing, brother and sister, is to accept your healing, is to accept your salvation. Glory be to God. And the only thing that kept me from being saved when I was 12 years old, because a spirit hung over me, a devil saying, wait a little while longer. That's the reason you wasn't saved. When you become of age of accountability, a spirit you got in the crowd that hovered over you and kept hanging over you. You wanted to do right. There's not a man that's got his right mind but wants to do right. But there's something won't let you do right. Is that right? Ooh, yeah. Glory be to God. Oh, we're thankful unto the Lord for giving us time like this. We've got to speak about the word of God. We've got to call him on the scene. Where we have got to believe in him. Oh, and declare to say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. The prophet says in the message that the arrow of God's deliverance shot from a bow. He said, I want to show you. And I want to show you an answer to prayer. Glory be to God. So in this story, the prophet is something that had happened there and there. So the night before, he in the prayer line, a sister came in who was her body was just bulging. So the prophet, yes, saw that and pronounced that she was healed. Hallelujah. And now he also told her to say, go. Yes, the Lord will be with you. The Lord will heal you. And now he was told to say, measure the shrinkage. Hallelujah. And she was told to say, bring a string and tell us how much shrinkage would have happened. Hallelujah. So how many was here last night? Let's see your hands over the building. Well, that's fine. I want to say this. That you remember there is a lady somewhere, I believe, the first woman in the tape, as the woman who was swollen up for some time with excess fluids in her body and told her that God has touched her some way. Brother, we are talking about, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. So this woman who was swollen, she was told to say, God has touched her. I want to believe she went home saying, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. She might not have seen or felt any shrinkage. Hallelujah. And I said to her, lady, will you be so kind to do this? Something all the better. Will you measure your body tonight and put it on a string and come back tomorrow night and show me how much it shrank? And a long time this woman has been, men remember the woman? She brought the string. Here it is. Hallelujah. So that it is happening right now. The prophet had declared the night before. And to this day, tonight, he is saying, here is the string that the woman has brought. And she shrank a little over an inch and a half overnight. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Now, about 18 hours, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So within 18 hours, the swollen part had shrunk an inch and a half. Glory. So if it has done that, an inch and a half, oh, I hear the abundance of rain. I hear the abundance of sound of rain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So brother and sister, when something has just happened, even it is tiny, little, minute, as long as something has happened, something has been declared, go right ahead. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Oh, is the lady here? Is a woman present that was healed last night? Right here. Here is the lady here now. Let us say praise the Lord. And God bless you, sister, for yielding. This will be a memorial that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, how thankful we are. I'm thankful to you, sister, for your loyalty too, sister. Now it's just keep going on. I like this. Now it's just keep going down. Just on and on. So the swollen part is going to subsidize. It is going to just keep going down. Now you say, look here, an inch and a half in about 16 or 18 hours, I suppose, from the time she left here, when she measured herself to come back, now Elijah saw a little cloud about the size of man's hand. And he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Get ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, you get ready. Hallelujah. Because I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When he was told that there is a cloud the size of a man's hand, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. So he started. He said, get ready. He was telling the king to say, King Ahab, get ready your chariot. Move with speed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I also want to believe for the first time Ahab, he listened. Glory. We know Ahab will always speak bad about Ahab. But this time, he was told of the prophet to say, get ready, move with speed with your chariot. Glory be to God. Oh, he got ready. He started moving. Why? Because Elijah had declared, even though the cloud is the size of a man's head, but I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. So he was told, go, run fast. Otherwise, the rain is going to stop you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's look at Luke chapter 17, verse 12. Glory be to God. There is a story there. Hallelujah. And about the lepers, I know you well acquainted with this. And as he entered, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, into a certain village, there met 10 men that were lepers, which stood far off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, I like this attitude of the lepers. Hallelujah. Sometimes don't ask too many questions. Hallelujah. Don't have a lot of doubt. Do what you are told to do. Hallelujah. I want to believe when they were told to say, go, show yourself to the priest. Oh, I want to believe they were saying, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, lepers, they were not allowed to mix and mingle with normal human beings. They were isolated. Oh, hallelujah. Because they were lepers. Hallelujah. But when they heard, when the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, glory be to God, when he told them to say, go yourself to the priest, something within them told them to say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the abundance of healing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hear the abundance of perfect healing. Glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, my Bible is not telling me that the Lord Jesus Christ said, come here, I'll pray for you. No. My Bible is just telling me that he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He just told them, go show yourselves unto the priest. If these people were going to ask too many questions, maybe they were going to say, Lord Jesus Christ, you know we are not supposed to show ourselves to the priest until we are healed. Because we are not allowed to mix and mingle with people when we are in such a leprous condition. But they believed, hallelujah, to say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. So when they started walking, glory, a step they made, hallelujah, the Bible says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Glory be to God. So brother and sister, don't look at your symptoms. Don't look at your condition. Look at what he says. If he says, go show yourself to the priest, that's what he tells you to do. Your duty is to walk and show yourself to the priest. Before you reach the priest, before you reach him, you will be healed. That's what the Bible says. They were cleansed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, brother and sister, don't look at your condition. Hallelujah. Don't even look at your condition, but look at what he says. We want to thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All talking about lepers. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, sometimes, let's say this, the reason why we fail to receive that we ask for is because we are two gentlemen. We want to be seen, yes, to say, I am a gentleman. Hallelujah. But look at a leper. A leper has no reputation. So he is not afraid. He said, I am a leper to begin with. Hallelujah. Look at other lepers as well. Glory be to God. They were outside the city. Hallelujah. And they said, brothers, we are lepers here. If we sit here, we'll die. If we go into the city, there is hunger, we'll die. If we go to the enemy, peradventure, hallelujah, the enemy will set us free. Hallelujah, glory. So they started walking again. Oh, I'm sure that is the duty of lepers. They always walk. Glory be to God. But the other one, as they walked, hallelujah, that's when they were cleansed. Hallelujah. As these four lepers were walking, hallelujah, they heard, hallelujah, they were saying within their heart, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, They are feeling, they are them hearing the sound of abundance of rain. It was different from the sound of abundance of rain from the enemy. Glory! Oh, listen to this, brother and sister. Now, as these were walking, hallelujah, they were hearing the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. They were praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the enemy also heard the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. The enemy heard the sound of abundance of chariots. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they heard the sound of abundance of chariots, they said, brothers, they have hired the Egyptians. Let's run away. Glory. The enemy ran away. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Why did they run away? They were filled with fear because they had heard the sound of abundance of chariot wheels. Glory be to God. Oh, brother and sister. But on our case, hallelujah, they heard the sound of abundance of lots of food. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lepers, yes, they heard the sound of abundance of blessings. The sound of abundance of victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So it depends, brother and sister. Hallelujah. What you hear. I'll just read this one. Glory to God. In the Message, Luke, paragraph 217. Glory be to God. And when he said so, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. What was it? He accepted the first move. Oh, unbeliever, this morning, you who have all scrubbed up in your water baptism and everything else, let the Spirit of God open your eyes and show you just a little something. Then you start from there. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You who believe crazy instead of the word, come back to the word. Just see the first little move. Faith accepted it. There is what I'm looking for. We are looking for the coming of the Lord. We look at the Holy Ghost falling in the last days. We look at signs and wonders. We watch what's taking place. Don't you see? What you look at, that's exactly what God said. Listen to 2:20. Watch Elijah. When he accepted it, you know his life must have been renewed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ahab's chariot, he outran Ahab's chariot. He ran before the chariot when he couldn't even climb the hill. He ran before those swift horses. Get the rain barrels out. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Do you hear what the prophet is saying here? Glory be to God. Elijah, when he declared to say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain, himself, he got a body change. Hallelujah. Remember, he had told Ahab to say, run quick, that the rain will not stop you. So Ahab, he listened. He started moving with his chariot at full speed. Hallelujah. And because Elijah, he believed, he declared, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He got a body change. He started running. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I can see this old man Elijah. Hallelujah. He is seeing Ahab ahead of him in a chariot. Hallelujah. Chariot moving so fast and he is behind. But he got a body change. He started running. Glory be to God, brother and sister. And he overran. He overtook the chariot. Glory be to God. When you declare, brother, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You can also get a body change. Glory be to God. You, brother and sister, who is sick, when you declare, I hear even the sound of abundance of rain, your body should be changed. Hallelujah. You can get a body change. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We should change our language, brother. Our language has changed. Glory be to God. Even when you get that sickness, hallelujah, this is the time when you should declare, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. The prophet says in the message, Luke 300, the sign of the hand in the sky, Elijah said, that cloud the size of man's hand, like a vapor. He kept believing. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That cloud became two clouds. Two clouds became a hill. A hill became a mountain. The mountain became become another mountain. The first thing you know, the whole eyes were thundering. Rain was falling. What was it? He accepted what God said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. In the message, this great warrior, Joshua, I'll just paraphrase it. So, there is a story there. The prophet went to hospital. There was a woman who was sick. And the husband, yes, he was told to say, she is going to die. But the husband asked the prophet to come to pray for her. So the prophet came and he prayed for this woman. And when he came out, the husband asked the prophet to say, do you have any good news for us? And then the prophet says, that says the Lord, within 24 hours, your wife will be discharged. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, what was happening there, the doctors had declared that it is not possible for her to rise up. She was going to die. Now, here is the prophet. He is declaring to say within 24 hours. Now, the father of the husband was there. The mother of the daughter or the wife who was in hospital was there. They were not happy. They were seeing as if this was being a crazy craziness. Now, I like the attitude of this brother, the husband. Now, because the prophet had declared to say within 24 hours, she will be discharged. I want to believe, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Also, he said, yes, for sure, you are saying what I am saying is not or out, is out of this world, but I believe it. He said, if the prophet has declared, say, within 24 hours, hallelujah, he said, mother-in-law, bye-bye, my father, bye-bye, I am going home to start preparing my house because within 24 hours, my wife is coming home. Glory be to God. And for sure enough, within 24 hours, hallelujah, she was discharged. She went into her house. Glory be to God. Why? It is because he believed that they heard the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. So, brother and sister, I am encouraging you this morning to say, don't look at circumstances. Hallelujah. Glory. Don't look at circumstances. Circumstances will be there. Symptoms will be there. But that we are not called for to have more attention at them, but we should believe. Glory be to God. I'm remembering in the days of the prophet, Ryan, he was prayed for. He was a blind man. He was a seller of newspapers. Oh, yes, he was pronounced healed. Hallelujah. But he was still blind. So when he was on his post of duty selling newspapers, he would say, extra, extra you can read, praise God, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Extra, extra, praise Lord, I am healed. Glory be to God. Maybe later on, he'll ask another colleague to say, please, can you just hold me? Let me go across the road. I want to have a shave. But I want to believe, as he was crossing the road, he was also saying, praise God, I am healed. Glory. He went to the barber. And the barber, while he was shaving, while he was shaving, he said, oh, Grandpa Ryan, we heard you went, hallelujah, for a crusade, and you were prayed for. And he said, that's correct, son. I was prayed for, and praise God, I'm healed. Immediately, his eyes came open. Hallelujah. Why? Oh, glory be to God. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. Oh, brother and sister, there is no need for you to fear. Glory, hallelujah. I know there is a lot of fear in the country. There is a lot of fear in the world. Glory be to God. Because of this pandemic, hallelujah. But we are looking for people who are saying disease or no disease. When the disease comes, you can say, oh, thank you, Lord. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. I hear the abundance of healing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, when you go, when you are tested and you are said you are COVID-19 positive, hallelujah. Oh, this is the time, brother, and say, praise God, I hear the sound of abundance of healing. Glory, it is possible, brother and sister, hallelujah. We call it COVID-19. Why? Because it came in 2019, hallelujah. But there was somebody who was there before even 2019, hallelujah. There was somebody who was there before even the beginning, hallelujah. There was somebody who was there who filled all space and eternity. There was somebody who was living by himself. Oh, that's somebody. Oh, he then realized, I don't want to be Elohim. Oh, I want to be worshipped. And that's when he started speaking. He started speaking things into existence. Hallelujah. He said, let there be. Let there be. Hallelujah. And there's somebody. He said, I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. Hallelujah. So brother and sister, here is your COVID-19. And here is the one who was there. The self-existing one. Hallelujah. Whom do you believe? Hallelujah. Somebody. Something that came last year and somebody who was there before the beginning. Oh, brother and sister, what a challenge we have, Almighty. What a challenge we have when we said we test positive, hallelujah. We are looking for somebody who is saying, praise be the name of the Lord, hallelujah. I hear the sound of perfect healing, hallelujah. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, hallelujah. Brother and sister, don't look at symptoms, hallelujah. I'm thinking of Jonah. While at least he was in the belly of the fish. This way he looked, it was the belly of the fish. This way he looked, it was the belly of the fish. This way again he looked, it was the belly of the fish. He looked backwards, it was the belly of fish. He said, symptoms or no symptoms, I am going to pray. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. When he declared that, to say, I hear the sound of abundance of deliverance. Glory be to God. Oh, the fish had a tummy ache. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. Oh, the fish said, oh, I've taken something that is foreign in my body. Swimming right to the end, to the edge. Oh, and vomited. That's something. It was Jonah. Hallelujah. Because he had declared, hallelujah, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory be to God. This morning, brother and sister, oh, if you are sick and tired of living under your privilege, this is the time to say, yes, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of healing. I hear the sound of abundance of blessings. I hear the sound of abundance of the Holy Ghost. Brother and sister, yes, while it is cold today, it is possible to receive the Holy Ghost. It is possible to receive your healing. It is possible to receive even your blessings. Why? Because you have declared, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Brother and sister, this is the time where we should declare what we are made out of. Glory be to God. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Let's all pray. Declare to say, Lord, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Father, we want to thank you this morning, Lord Jehovah, for the time that you have given to us, O God. You reign from heaven above. Lord, there is none like thee. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we put our trust in thee, Father. Lord, we know there is nothing that is too hard for thee, Father. Lord, you have put faith within us, Father, that we can declare to say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Lord, where there was hate, Lord Jesus Christ, I hear the sound of abundance of love. Where there was doubt, I hear the abundance of faith. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Satan, you are defeated. Satan, we bind you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have no power over God's children because we have the power to put you under the soles of our feet. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the power to bind the number on the highway. Lord, I pray, Father, this morning, Lord, Heavenly Father, if your children are being troubled by sickness, oh God, I pray, Lord Jehovah, let we are saying, we are declaring, we hear the sound of abundance of healing. Lord Jesus Christ, healing is children's bread. Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet told us, a brother visiting another brother who is a farmer and realizes his crops are wilting. He will simply say, brother, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, some of your children are sick, oh God. Heavenly Father, oh God, they don't need natural rain, but they need rain in the form of healing. Lord Jesus Christ, I give them healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Satan, you are too late. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I want to thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Yes, we surrender everything, Lord, we ask for in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want to thank God for his goodness. I want to thank God for his mercy. We've come to the end of our service. May the Lord bless you. May he grant you all your desires. Don't fear. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of healing. I hear the sound of abundance of blessing. I love you. Let's love one another. Shalom. Thank you.